Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 110. We're in the 11th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 5 and 6, from the New Living Translation. The godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. The godliness of good people rescues them. The ambition of treacherous people traps them. In verse 5, Solomon compares life to a journey. We must be honest. Then we will be like travelers who walk along the good paths. We shall take the correct route to heaven. This is a good straight path. It doesn't bend into dangerous places, and we won't lose our way. In verse 6, we have a simple choice. We can choose to do good things, or we can choose to do evil. We can choose to do the right things, or we can choose to do the wrong things. We can choose freedom, or we could choose prison. The decision to obey God is a simple choice. A wise person invites God into his life. This person loves God and looks after him. But a foolish person's not going to listen to God's wisdom. If a person is righteous, they're going to follow God's statutes. To stick to God's laws, the righteous must have familiarized themselves with them. Delving into God's laws invariably lasts to wisdom, and it lights up God's path for people. On the same way, engaging in wickedness doesn't require much study. God cannot be mocked, and wickedness leads to ruin. God promises salvation to the righteous. But if somebody is unfaithful to God and disregards his commandments, their unfaithfulness may lead to their downfall. So let me ask you, why would a benevolent God permit individuals to face ruin, to go to hell? Yet God's love for us is such that he grants us freedom of choice rather than reducing us to mere automatons. But if we continue to be obstinate and depraved, God allows us to bear the consequences of our decisions. Well, that's all for today. But I'll be back tomorrow with some more of Solomon's wise teaching. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewed mindsets and consider becoming a community member. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Intro music by Weston McCurry. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.